Marky Worthington podcast all day.
All day.
Dream by night.
Don't buy me a drink. Just give me $10.
Oh, dude, you look sweet. Yeah, you got a big beard, dude.
Go down to the strip club with your floppy disk and turn it into a hard drive.
Yeah, right.
Trying out by Big Tony.
We're here to name names and make people feel more ashamed for shit that they're not proud of.
Me and my best friend, Marky Worthington.
No, whatever it is.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the Marky Worthington Comedy Podcast. This is a callback episode, 109. So it's a callback to the second part of the Dylan Holmes episode. It was recorded way back, just before my two-year comedy anniversary. So we're talking about that in the episode. We're talking about our favorite movies as a flow-on from the past episode where we're chatting about movies in specific, talking about Alien vs. Predator. And now we're just talking about movies in general. So it's a real funny episode. There's a lot of stuff here that I forgot that we spoke about. So it was good to re-listen back to it however many years later. And we're talking about like dealing with hecklers, uploading videos to social media, which is like real relevant now because a lot of people upload videos of them like doing crowd work and stuff on social media. It's like a pretty common thing these days. So it's kind of a bit of foresight into that, and also we spoke about like things we hate in movies, love in movies, favorite movie, least favorite movie. It was just a good all-round episode. If you listen to the podcast on Apple or Spotify, go over and rate the podcast. It would just help a lot if there was some people that just put ratings on there. So if you liked the show, or even if you don't like it, just tell me what you think. Put a rating. I remember, I still stay true to the thing that I agreed to with Matt Stewart. If you leave a 5-star review, no matter what you write as the comment, I will read it out. So as long as it's 5 stars, whatever's in the comment section, I'll read it on the show. So let's get into that. Also, if you don't already subscribe to my YouTube channel, go over and do that. That'll also really help me. I've got some gaming content, clips, all sorts of stuff that goes out on there. So just my YouTube is Marky Comedy on YouTube. All right, let's get into the episode. Cheers.
Callback episode.
Callback episode.
A good callback.
Callback.
Welcome to the second episode of the Marky Worthington podcast with Dylan Holmes. We've done the first one. In the first episode, we talked a little bit about, we did a full breakdown on the movie Alien vs. Predator. And we're back again for another episode. In this one, we're going to be doing our favorite movie of all time and also a movie that just, in my case, disappointed me. Thanks for being on the show, man.
No, damn, thanks for having me again, man. I'm having a blast.
Yeah, cool, man. So yeah, let's I mean, people that listened to the first episode and know a little bit more about Dylan from listening through the intro part, but now we're going to get into a into our, you know, movie. Second movie episode. Let's kick it off, man. What's your most loved movie of all time?
My most loved movie. My favorite movie is Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
I love that shit, man.
How fucking cool is that movie, dude?
Dude, it is so good. Like, honestly, it's the best, like, I know they're all the rage at the moment, but the best comic book adaptation I've ever seen.
It's one of the original ones, too, wasn't it? Like, it'll start the beginning of the current wave of, like, video game sort of movies.
Yeah, video game. And like, so it was a comic about video games that got turned into a movie.
Yep.
And it's probably, if you want to say that it's a video game movie, it's probably the best one.
Yeah.
And in terms of comics that, like you said, they like, they didn't start the wave of it, but like before that, there was kind of like the Nolan Batman series and stuff like that. But I think this was, we kind of had like their own story, but I think this was like the first one that's like taken directly the story of the comic book into a film, and I think it's one of the better adaptations I've ever seen. Yeah,
awesome, man. Yeah, I think I've seen that one at the cinema. Did you watch that one at the movies?
At the movies, and then I got it on DVDs, like, as soon as it came out. Yeah. It used to be my, like, sleepy time.
Yeah,
you know, when you put it on, like, you just waste drifting to sleep.
Drifting off, yeah. Yeah, just waiting for the CPAP machine to warm up.
Oh, this was long before that.
Oh, dude, this is me, man. Like, okay. I can't, so, like, I have sleep apnea, and I've got a CPAP machine. And it ramps up.
Yeah, yeah, mine too, yeah.
So you can't just fucking put it on and be like, time for bed.
No, yeah,
you
got
to kind of chill for a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's always funny, dude, because, like, if you've ever just... Have you ever just... Because I know with mine, right? If I've got to get up during the night,
yeah.
I turn it off and I just unclip it and leave the mask on my face.
Oh, no, I don't do
so
that,
so you ever just catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And you're just like, dude... Like, I remember I was single when I had it, and I'm just like, well, how can I, like, bring someone back to my place and just be like, yo, I'm like a, you know, I'm in my 20s, but I have to wear this shit.
Yeah. Like, the fucking sound that it makes.
Like, just, like, or you just say, like, it's just probably, like, yo, if I come with, like, a warning if I, like, stop breathing. Like,
you hit, like, the elbow in.
Tender description, like, must know CPR. If you want to stay the night, sort of thing.
Yeah, man. Fuck. Sleep apnea is rough. Yeah.
But I think that, I think that's a pretty honorable, like, position to put a movie. The movie that you put on when you're trying to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. I the think one that you're, like, most comfortable with. Yeah,
yeah, it's like the comfort movie.
Yeah. Like, dude, I just love it so much. I think, and why I say it's the best comic book adaptation is because they took the bits of the comic book that were, like, undercooked or, like, not quite as good, and they, like, lifted them up, like, revamped them, because it's directed by Edgar Wright, who did the Cornetto trilogy and Baby Driver.
Yep.
And there's one bit, like, I always point for that, and that's the bit with Chris Evans. He plays kind of like this douchey, like, skater that's turned into a movie star, and everything he says is so funny, like, so charismatic. And, like, in the comic book, he's just kind of like this generic, he's not like a throwaway character, but, like, he's just a boss fight in the comic. And in the film, it's, like, so much funnier. And like, you see, like, and I think that's the thing, like, in modern films, I once heard, like, the theory that you need to make it rewatchable.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's something I didn't even notice until I was watching the fucking director's commentary, because that's how deep I went on this film. Like, he fights Chris Evans on a movie set, and they've got a backdrop, and he punches him through it, but it's just the same shit on the other side. Like, it's like the actual skyline of the city. Yeah. Fuck, man. I'm just geeking out about my fucking film.
Dude, I love it, man. I like when you get in deep on a movie, man. It leads me to my favorite film of all time, man.
Yep.
Fucking Terminator 2.
Yes.
Yep. It's, like, just badass, dude.
It is.
I'm kind of like it that, not because, like, I feel like Terminator has, like, a whole different level of following. Like, it's got...
How so, yeah.
Like, as far as, like, learning the backstory, like, knowing the plot inside and out.
Definitely.
The, like, fan sort of... fan fiction sort of stuff.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Because you bring that up, and, like, I've seen Terminator 2 a bunch.
Yeah.
I've seen Terminator once. Yeah. like, and then you mention with that, like, the new one, I know that was pretty bad. The was it Genesis?
Genesis, yeah.
Yeah, like, you needed to know a lot about Terminator to get that film.
Yeah, man. Terminator 2 is so good. I've watched everyone since, just off residuals.
Yeah,
like, the second one was so fucking good.
It is.
That 3, 4, and 5, I've just watched as, like, a reflex. Like, it'd be like, it's kind of like if you went to a restaurant and the food was so fucking good, you went back there 4 times to be disappointed, but you just kept going back.
Yeah, that one meal,
that was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if they could never recreate that first one, it was just so good that you're chasing it forever. Yeah.
Okay, well, so what do you think about, people have this whole thing now, it's like, oh, you ruined my childhood, like, with, like, these new things, which I don't agree with at all. Like, how do you feel about it? Do you feel like Terminator 2 is, like, sullied by the existence of 3, 4, and 5? Because...
No.
No, yeah, neither do I.
I don't think so, because it's just like, if you don't like it, don't fucking watch it.
Dude, for those 2 hours, I'm fucking so on board. Like, you know, it's like, I'm not thinking about, oh man, Genesis was pretty shit. I was like, fucking look at this Harley Davidson and he's flipping the shotgun.
Yeah, man. Oh, fucking Terminator 2, dude. Like, I always wanted to recreate that scene.
In the aqueducts?
No, from Terminator 2 with the bar scene from the start.
Oh, yeah.
But just with people I knew that kind of resembled the people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't put myself in Arnie's position. I'd be the guy, the bartender.
Oh, the bartender.
Right. Can't let you take the man's wheels, son. Like, that guy. And he just nicks his sonnies. Yeah. Like, I just kind of... The funny thing is, the only guy I'd have to cast for that out of my group of mates is the Arnie role.
Okay, yeah. Like, okay, who's your, like, effeminate, like, yeah. male stripper?
Like, oh, no, that's three.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so, two is the, he goes into the biker bar, I need to close your boots and your motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah.
I got enough mates that look like the guy that got thrown onto the fucking fire. Yeah, like, the fryer. Like, it's just...
Yeah, who's putting out the cigarette on him?
The cigar on the dude. Yeah. He's got, like... Yeah, I'm just a massive fan of that movie. And, yeah, I like everything leading up to it. The whole, like, the concept. Actually, we're talking in the previous episode about how someone looks like a smoker.
Yeah.
Sarah Connor looks a little bit junky in that.
She does.
Like, she looks
a
bit like they play the role of that she's like been under the stress of being in the
insane asylum. Yeah, like definitely. Linda Hamilton, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
Fun fact: this would be something that people can look up themselves.
Yep.
Because I don't know it 100%. So definitely, just like definitely, like hit me up with the truth for this, because I'm not going to do research, dude. I printed an A4 paper of reviews. It's the reason I was 15 minutes late. Like that's how much I put into this. But I was told that the guy that played Darth Vader actually trained her between Terminator 1 and 2.
Darth Vader, sorry, I got him mixed up with Darth Maul. I was somehow.
Like, how'd he do that? He was cut in half.
yeah, but he survived, man.
Oh, yeah, with the robo legs and stuff in Clone Wars.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, I go deep.
Yeah, okay. I'm not quite at that level with Star Wars, but yeah, I'm definitely about Terminator 2. I also think that I watched it fairly young.
Yeah, me too.
So
it
kind of like has that level of nostalgia as well.
Yeah, it's like it imprints on you like a baby duck does to like the person who finds it.
Exactly, man. It's like Terminator found me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I found myself.
Yeah.
Man, I think that's legit though. Like, I think that there's something about that, like, movies from your childhood, because like Disney movies that I didn't see when I was a kid,
yeah
I rewatch them now and it doesn't have that same impact as ones I grew up with.
Dude, speaking of Star Wars, I will defend those prequels until my last breath.
Oh man, like, Darth Maul is my favorite.
Darth Maul,
yeah,
he's production design. Whatever the dude's name is that played him, fucking doing flips and shit.
Man, I've seen someone cosplay as Darth Maul and they nailed everything, but they forgot about the horns.
So, it's just like a bald dude with tattoos.
No. When I say they forgot, I mean they forgot to get horns.
Yeah, so he's just bald.
But they did use something. Do you want to know what they did?
Paper?
So this person just rocks up. Full fucking Darth Maul outfit, right?
Yeah.
Forgets about two very key fucking elements. Horns.
And a lightsaber.
Double-sided. Dude's just nailed the outfit. Yeah. Fucking killed with the face paint.
Yep.
Has a blue lightsaber. And rocks glued to his forehead. Like pebbles glued to the forehead.
Oh my god. What level of commitment do you go to, like, get the face paint and everything and not get
just
the...
Just, like, forget about the fucking lightsaber, which is, like, probably one of the most recognizable...
iconic, like...
Fucking lightsabers.
That's, like, why you... I don't know if you remember, like, with a kid, that's why you were excited to see episode one.
Once you see the second side, like...
Oh,
come
yeah,
out.
Where you like flips it around, and then
man. Talking about good fight scenes, which we had in the first episode, this one here, dude, best fight scene in Terminator 2?
Hit me with it.
At the fucking steel mill, Arnie punches him, he turns that bit into his hand.
Yes, that's right, yeah. It's
fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, I remember that, and then he like smashes his head with the beam.
Fucking, yeah.
And then stabbed him through... There was a reference to that in Big Mouth recently.
That's
with, like,
right.
The stabs
yeah.
him. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, in the new Mortal Kombat, have you seen the kill?
Fucking the Terminator.
The Terminator kill. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Shit. I've seen a bit. I've seen the intros and the fatalities.
Yeah. Well, man. So yeah, that's my most loved movie all time. It's not really my going to sleep one because I kind of get excited by it.
Yeah. It's also like gunfire and
shit. Yeah.
It's
kind of not really that, but it's definitely my like. Internet's down and I need to watch something. I've got that in actually it's one of the movies that whenever a new platform comes out I'll buy it on that. I just bought it on 4K.
Okay, yeah.
Because I had it on DVD, got it on Blu-ray. Now I'm like I want to see what, cuz I know the movie so well.
Yeah.
It's a good judge of like what a new platform is, cuz I'm like, "Oh, that's like I know that scene well,"
so
now I know what a good version of that scene should
look like.
For example, I watched Kindergarten Cop last night. And,
what, 4K?
No, just DVD, bro.
They're not doing 4K.
Dude, the fucking... Yeah. It's like, that's not the residuals. It gets more residuals from memes, probably.
Yeah, probably.
or like soundboards.
Like, oh, yeah.
A lot of Arnie soundboards. Yeah, it's not a tumor. I'm a cop, you idiot. And then you've got Detective John Kimble. Like, three major...
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
So I think I'll watch Twins tomorrow just to make like an like a three movie thing, man. But yeah, so that movie was one of the things. But dude, Kindergarten Cop, they like ported it from VHS, bro. It's like it literally is like watching it on VHS, but it's a DVD.
Same quality.
Yeah. It's like the same. It's got like the same like you know, like when the tape used to get stretched.
Oh yeah.
It's got
man.
Like that same dodgy audio like contrast. And, like it's like I paid for it, but it's still a bootleg.
Yeah. Taiwan or wherever.
Yeah, it was in a clear CD case sort of thing.
I remember like, those, yeah,
I didn't,
yeah.
Like, I actually bought, this is a legit version, but it's like, I may as well have just got the one with like a different language as the only subtitle.
It's just got like in Sharpie, the like Kindergarten Cop written on it.
But the thing is, the original movie title is meant to be written in crayon. It says like kindergarten written in fucking like crayon.
Yeah.
So it's just like, well, I don't know if that's fake or not. Like, it'd be funny if I went onto like the website and it was written in just normal text. And I realized that the one I had was written in crayon.
Fuck.
It's like, oh, I really like the detail with the crayon title. It really sells like kindergarten.
Yeah, someone's doing a good job there.
It's like every
letter's
in a different color.
Yeah, some of them are backwards.
Like Jim Jefferies got that bit. I wrote a card to my wife from my son with my left hand and did like one of the letters backwards because I know my kid's an idiot. Oh man. Yeah. So now the letdown, dude. What's on the other end of the scale,
dude? The other week I watched what was it called? Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
The Crimes of Grindelwald, which is like the second part of the new like Harry Potter stuff.
Yep.
And holy shit, can J.K. Rowling chill the fuck out?
Yeah.
Dude, there is that. Spoilers. That film is bookended with a child death at the start. We're talking like five years old, and at the end a. Like, a literal infant drowns, and there's a rape in the middle. What the fuck? Yeah. Like, dude, I just want to see spells.
It's like, dude, why don't you just... Like, J.K. Rowling, why can't you just, like, level your anger out across?
It's like
that movie's like the blue balls that she got from fucking Harry Potter not being as brutal she wanted it to be.
But still, Harry Potter like ramped up really well. It's like it aged with its audience.
True.
Like exactly and how it actors. Should have. Yeah. And then like Fantastic Beasts, I kind of like the first one. I was like, this is Harry Potter. Look, this guy's a Hufflepuff. I'm a Hufflepuff, shout out.
Oh, okay. Slytherin myself, but yeah.
Yeah, everyone wants to be you're fucking edgy.
Yeah, dude, look at me, bro. Like,
yeah, that's fair enough.
I look like, yeah.
You do look like you'd take my money. take my lunch money.
Yeah. It's like, but I'm just the result of people taking my lunch money.
The system's like, broken, man.
The truth, man. Yeah. Like, you become what you always hated.
Dude, that's the kind of shit she would put in this new movie. It's like Marky was abused at a young age, which is in the first one, to be honest. But Ezra Miller. He's like the, I forgot what they're called.
Yeah,
the monster. But yep. I like the first one. I was like, I thought it was like pretty charming and had like a lot of like world building and lore, which I think is like a big part of Harry Potter. And then the next one was just like, they tried to do Empire Strikes Back and fucking missed. Like, it's half a movie.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Well, yeah, man. Like, I'm with you on like that when you were saying about like, when you bookend something with like gnarly stuff like that. Yeah. For example, dude, have you seen William Dafoe's Antichrist?
No, but I've heard about it.
Fuck, man.
Dude, that's like Lars von Trier, right?
Man, it's like two actors for the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's depression in fucking movie form.
Dude.
It's just gray. There's hints of red. It's just fucking like fucking spoiler, the guy gets like William Dafoe's character gets a fucking like two things.
Yep.
His crazy ass fucking missus who's dealing with like PTSD and whatever else from like the loss of their child. Slams like a concrete wheel into his fucking cock and then fucking bolts it to his leg.
What?
So he can't get away.
That's fucking gnarly.
And he hides in like a foxhole so that she can't find him. And I just remember thinking that wound's getting infected.
Oh, yeah. Like, dude, there's so much that happens in like movies. You're like, you're losing that limb.
You're losing that limb. Like, gangrene don't discriminate.
It does not.
Like, yeah, so it's just, dude, that movie is just insane. Like, I had a date night with this girl one time. She came to my place.
Did you fucking watch Antichrist?
And we put on Antichrist, what the bro. Fuck? And I kind of like just, she's such a champ, she kind of went along with it for a little while, but then I was just like, I kind of, have you ever showed someone a video on your phone and like, you realize it goes for 12 minutes and they're not really into it as much as what you were?
Yep.
I wasn't into it, she just hadn't seen it. And she was like, oh, I haven't seen that one, let's watch that. Yeah. And then I was kind of like, we got midway through and I'm like, I just did the whole like, oh, you get the idea and just turned it off.
Yeah, dude, we watched, I Spit on Your Grave 2.
Yeah, dude. Same thing happened.
Yeah, you did it?
Yeah. Probably one of my early relationships, I used to house sit.
Yeah.
And when you house sit for someone, you don't really want to fuck up their house.
Yeah.
So you're refined to watching movies because you don't want to use their stuff.
Yeah, or like come on anything.
You like, or you don't want to risk coming on anything.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're just watching I Spit on Your Grave. And all of a sudden, it was like, this chick just wanted to do, like, housework. Like, she's like, oh, let's, like she just didn't have the heart to tell me she wasn't into it.
The movie,
But it was back in the day when it was, like, three weeklies for $5 from Video Easy. That was one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we're watching all of these movies.
Yeah.
But that one I'm going to put aside. Dude, this chick, like, after that gnarly rape scene in that movie, in I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah, it's fucked up,
just
man.
Just fucking, like, midway through, casually gets up and pukes. Like, it just goes to the bathroom. And be, like,
yeah, I don't blame her, man. I was, like, watching that, and I was like, this is graphic.
I mean, you got to hand it to her. She cleaned it after. But dude, like,
you're missing it, babe.
I paused it.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Oh man. So that's one of those movies are like gnarly, and they made a few of them, man. They made like the 80s version. They remade it.
Yeah.
And then there's 2 and 3.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think those movies, I don't know, we're running out of time, but it's like, I don't know, a lot of the point of them is like, how much can you, like, how much can you, you're the one who's watching this, man. Like, what's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I watched one of the newer I Spit on Your Graves.
Yeah.
And it was like, it became just like a Saw movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, by the end of it. But yeah, dude, my my most hated movie all time, and it's only because of, like, I rewatched it again as an adult.
Yep.
And with my current, like, I cut it with all my situations.
Yep.
Then it changed the whole light of the whole movie.
Yep.
Is Spider-Man 1, Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
Spider-Man 1, yeah. Dude, as a kid, I was like, cool, Spider-Man.
Yeah,
that's cool. And then as an adult, I rewatched it, and I'm just like, dude, this is just messy. Like, dude, that chick is not into him at all.
And has a boyfriend.
And has a boyfriend. And dude, do you know where I would have been out on that movie? If it, like, wasn't all the other bullshit before that, when I'm taking out the trash, and I'm like, oh, hey, how you going, chick next door? Like, and she was so not into him, the mere fucking, like, possibility of a guy pulling up in a fucking car was a distraction for her not to talk to him anymore. And do you know what the dickhead does? Oh, I need to get money so I can buy a cool car so she'll pay attention to me. Like, wouldn't you just be like, that's a shallow chick that would not be into me. Even if I got a cool car, there's always going to be a dude with a cooler car.
Yeah, definitely. And it doesn't mean, like, she's shallow either. Like, it's like, I don't want to talk to this dude that's maybe stalking me.
Just like, true. Like, I'm looking at it from, like I'm a cool guy. She's not... Maybe she just doesn't want to talk to you. Like, if you've got to convince someone to fucking date you... You're already pushing shit up a hill. Like,
yeah, definitely.
If you got to put on a mask so this person will pay attention to you... Literally.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're just wrapping up a podcast. We'll be out in a few minutes. All good, man. Just the mere fucking point of that whole movie is just creepy. And then if you rewatch it, dude, there's like a part where Spider-Man's in the fucking cage with Bonesaw. And he's like, nice outfit. Did your boyfriend make it for you?
Yeah.
Who in a writer's room thought that was a fucking good line?
Dude, someone in, like, when did it come out? 2001?
It's just like, oh, that's hilarious. Like, that got through a board of people reviewing content for that fucking movie. And the other point was, it's just like, oh, now that... It's funny that the reason that she was into him is because she didn't know it was him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you put on a mask and show that you're actually a different person. Now, all of a sudden, oh, mysterious, like, different guy.
Well, he just turned into a massive Chad after he got...
Yeah, dude. It's like, become a Chad and she will be into you.
Well, that's, like, the thing. Like, looking back on that now, like, he's, like,
Chatterman.
The nice guy. You know, nice guy TM or whatever it is on Reddit. It's like... The guy who, like, gets quote-unquote friend-zoned, I'm doing the quotation marks, is just like, dude, you have a friend. Like, she doesn't want to fuck you, man. Like, the friend zone, like, it doesn't exist. The friend zone is, like, what your word is, like, oh, this chick won't, like, sleep with me.
Yeah.
It's just like,
dude, just because someone doesn't want to sleep with you doesn't mean that you're in the friend zone. They just don't want to sleep with you, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And, the other point is, don't get mad at your mate because he had a crack and got away with it. She was just more into him. He's just a better fucking person,
happens,
bro.
Yeah.
Dude, it's how it works. Like, in if you focus so much on one thing and it doesn't work, you're better off focusing your time and attention at something else.
Yeah, definitely. Like I know for a long time, like, I had, like, that tunnel vision. I was like, this girl, I'm going to get this girl.
Yeah.
It's like, I want her to like me. She's going to be, like, the only one. And then, like, we broke up. And it's like, the South Park, like, sound effect. Or something. That was just basically my heart. And, like, it took me so long to realize this is, like, oh, why not? Like, we're not supposed to, like, dude, we don't get each other, like,
work.
Like, yeah
it's dude, it's one of those things. But yeah, that's why Spider-Man is just, like, not cool for me, because I'm like, I put myself into his situation and I'd be like, I just wouldn't have done any of that shit, dude. To be fair, I'd be a waste of that power. Like, if I was Spider-Man, I'd use it to get the remote. I wouldn't, like, save people and shit. I would just use it to get the remote.
Yeah, my spidey sense tells me that this horse is gonna win.
yeah, exactly. Like, I'd make maybe, like, 3-1 on my Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, shit. Man.
But yeah, dude. Anyway, we got to get on with the mic tonight. So that's the second part of the Marky Worthington Comedy Podcast with Dylan Holmes.
Thanks, man.
Hope you guys enjoyed as much as we did. This has been a lot of fun doing some movie reviews, man.
Yeah, this is the best, man. Yeah.
Just... So yeah, dude. Fucking thanks for coming out and thanks for doing the podcast. And now we'll kick on with the open mic at the basement. And until next time, I'll. See you around.
Don't buy me a drink.
Just name names.
Yes, yeah, right.
Big time.
You're fucking thrown out of the strip club with your floppy disk.
Yeah, you got a big beard, dude.
Shame for shit all day.
Me and my best friend, Marky Worthington.
Keep it simple. Count your money.
Said they're not proud of.
Just give me $10.
All right.
Click. Did you hang up?
No, I just said click.